This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The television ratings of late have not been kind to CNN. For all the headlines and presidential rage tweets that it gets, the original all-news cable network trails Fox News and MSNBC in the oh-so-important primetime hours. CNN is hoping to start turning that tide with a new show tonight, Cuomo Primetime, it's called, with their former morning guy, Chris Cuomo. An hour of live, in-depth news and analysis is promised, an antidote of sorts to the back and forth and back and forth and back and forth of most of cable news. Whether it's going to bring the ratings boost and the extra ad dollars that CNN wants and needs? Here's Marketplace's Renata Sago.
CNN's marketing for Cuomo Primetime focuses on one-on-one interviews with Washington bigwigs and key players abroad.
Forget about the spin. This is about how we got here.
Daryl West is vice president of governance studies at the Brookings Institution. He says an emphasis on one-on-one interviews has potential to give the network's primetime viewers more of what they may be looking for during the Trump presidency.
People want the background on an issue. They want to go in much greater depth about what is involved. And so the old-fashioned panels where there are three or four people arguing with one another doesn't provide enough depth for people in this current era.
That has been a staple of cable news. So CNN's willingness to try a different approach is probably tied to its ratings. The latest survey from Nielsen shows CNN is losing the primetime cable news race. It's got 944,000 viewers from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Compare that to 2.3 million for Fox News and 1.7 million for MSNBC. That was the same pattern during the presidential campaign. Robert Thompson teaches television and popular culture at Syracuse University. He points out that the three cable networks have been competing since the mid-1990s.
The overall structural nature of the three-race 24-hour cable news situation is the same as it was before 2016.
Pew Research Center found in a study last year that cable networks were the main source of political news for Americans during the 2016 election season. Katarina Eva Matza is associate director for journalism research there. She finds the number of people watching the channels has gone up since 2007, from 2.7 to 4.7 million, and spending on advertising and overall revenue has too, notably during the election.
For the three channels in 2016, they garnered $1.9 billion, and that was up from $1.4 the year before.
Syracuse University's Robert Thompson says in the competitive environment for ad dollars, the personality of news program hosts can give networks an edge.
You've got to keep people coming back even when there isn't a big breaking story, and that means you have to present to them people that they want to see.
Chris Cuomo's got his work cut out for him. He'll share the same time slot with two of the biggest personalities in cable news, Sean Hannity on Fox News and Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.